We're now happy to be joined on the call by the head coach, Stony Brook, Chuck Briori. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Up at Villanova, game that you guys were in for much of the first half, but the fallout 48-13, just give me your impressions as you've gone back and looked in the film.
Yeah, Villanova's a very good football team. You know, we kept it within, you know, some points in the first quarter. I think we played well. They played well. Didn't capitalize on a great opportunity early, but, you know, Coach Mark does a great job with that team. They've got talent at most of the skill positions, physical team. So, you know, we're going to get back to the drawing board and prepare for this weekend. That game is over.
Yeah. I want to touch just in the first quarter, you mentioned some opportunities there missed, but you also within that had a 9-play, 80-yard drive that against defense that hasn't given up those type of drives much this season, tie the game 7-7. What did you like about what you were able to do in that series?
Yeah, I thought we had a good first quarter offensively. You know, we had 7 first downs. We had well over 100 yards total offense. I thought we had a good plan. I think we effectively blocked them. You know, they made some changes after that from what I could tell on film. We just haven't been able to keep that momentum throughout the course of the game. But, you know, I saw our execution, and when we execute, we're not a bad football team.
First question this morning from Anthony DeCalco. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Coach. I know Darren Bryder relieved Casey Kasa on Saturday. What's his status for this week after getting a little banged up in the third quarter?
You know, Casey's cleared by the doctors. Took him out precautionary because he, you know, had a little bit of a knee issue, but he's fine and he'll be playing.
And, you know, the defense struggled on Saturday. They gave up a few big plays. What went wrong there, and how can you improve on those mistakes going forward?
Yeah, we got to play discipline. I think one of the things that goes to any good defensive football team is you got to play discipline. You got to stay in the spots when, and then you got to make plays when you have the opportunity. And that you know, that's been the one thing that has hurt us across the board, and something that, you know, falls on the top of my list week to week to not allow to happen. And kids are working hard at it. Coaches are working hard at it. And, you know, some of it is their opportunity. They schemed a thing or two that they thought they could get us, and they got us. And then we need to just make some more plays.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Chuck, how hard are those guys with the weapons they have on offense to stop? You did a great job. They have been running the ball. I think they ran the ball, 440 yards against somebody a couple of weeks ago. You guys did a good job in the running game. But when you do that, does that allow you to give up some things in the pass game?
Yeah, I think they had a plan. I think they had a couple of their tight ends were injured. Whether it was coming out of the last game or during a bye week, they opened it up a little bit more. I mean, I thought they'd be able to throw the ball. They got really 3 quality wide receivers, and, you know, they haven't had to rely on throwing the ball. They've been able to run the ball and play good run defense, but certainly their plan was to put the ball in the air against us and, you know, created those big plays throughout the first half. So good job on their part.
Another big afternoon for your young freshman wide receiver, Anthony Johnson, 11 catches, 90 yards. He's now among the not only the freshman leaders, but the conference leaders in receptions against a veteran secondary. Maybe just talk a little bit about his play on Saturday.
Yeah, he's a competitive kid. He went in the game a little banged up, got banged up really on the first drive of the game. Was able to come back after a few series out, and he competes. He makes plays, knows how to get open. You know, we target him quite a bit as a guy we think can help us move the football. And you know, he'll continue to get better. He's as you have articulated, he's a young kid. This year is the first time he's been on the football field. He's got 50 catches. He's a hardworking kid. Wants to play and doesn't like when he gets banged up.
I know you talked about how well your guys have practiced and how good the attitude in your program has been. How have you tried to, especially with playing some young guys, nurture that and continue to keep that attitude where it is here as you go down the stretch?
Yeah, I mean, we only have three kids that are out of eligibility in our program. So we are a young team. And I think that's helped this process. I think they're all understand that there's a lot of football ahead for them. And, you know, we just talk about, you know, just getting better, pay attention to the details that are important to us, keep the outside noise out of it. Don't look for problems. Let's create our own expectations and move forward.
Face another pretty high-powered offensive bunch this week in Monmouth. What do you see from the Hawks and some of the challenges that they present for you?
Yeah, I mean, arguably the best running back in, you know, FCS football, and he's had a number of great games throughout this last couple of years. He had one last weekend, obviously, as we all saw. Good football player, good scheme that they do to get the ball in his hands. They have the ability to take the ball out of his belly and create big plays off that also. Well-coached offense. Coach Callen has done a good job continuing to move that forward offensively.
You touched on Jaden maybe being one of the best backs in FCS. You've been around the league for a while. Is there any way that you can compare him to, either whether it's somebody that you've had or somebody you've seen?
You know, kid I had in the early teens, Miguel Masonette, who had 1,900 yards rushing, playoff guy who came in number two as the best player in FCS football that year, would be the same type of guy. Impacts every time he touches the ball. Always felt the touchdown could be scored. And I think every time he gets the ball, you think something could happen. Tremendous football player. We've had some other good backs in this league, obviously. But, yeah. You know, he's the lob kid is very similar. Just different. He can impact you, the ball in his hands and the special teams and as a wide receiver, as he showed this past weekend.
Yeah. Questions more from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, I wanted to ask about, you know, your relationship with Coach Callahan. You guys both kind of meet in the same neck of the woods there, having both been at your programs for a pretty long time. You faced Monmouth your very first season. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did. We played them in my first season here. And I don't want to age Coach Kevin, but he was a grad assistant when I was a freshman and sophomore at Albany. So he's got a few years on me, but great person, great family. I was same age as his brother and just good people.
Thank you so much.
All right, Chuck. Thanks so much for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate it, everyone. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.